Thank you. Aye.
Spin.
Aye.
Potter.
Thank you, Gretchen. I think this is just one more element of your service to our community. It's deeply appreciated. You are deeply esteemed, and we look forward to you pushing us.
Thank you. You will.
I know you will. I vote aye.
Thank you.
I'm going to move to the regular agenda. Please read item 1313.
Authorize mortgage revenue bonds and a mortgage credit certificate program.
Staff?
Excuse
me.
Oh, sorry. Just give a quick introduction, Mayor. I'm actually really excited to bring this. That's Javier and Eric to come on up. And this is a new program that the PDC is getting into with the help of us, the city financing side of things. And essentially, the city is going to go into a partnership with the state of Oregon, and I'll let these guys explain the details, but to essentially offer a more affordable way to finance mortgages for first-time buyers. And why I'm so excited about this, of course, is that I think we've had a focus on wanting to help, you know, 80% of median income first-time buyers, and I'm not saying that exactly, but give or take that range, and everybody's been focused on this. The problem has been that the housing prices are so expensive that those buyers, we're doing housing so I can't come down and celebrate, those buyers can't quite make it. Yet at the same time, what we've run into year after year is that by our own policies that Gretchen started and pushed, you know, we try and put the cash to poorer people, you know, and it's just really your classic health rationing kind of situation where you got to go for the disease that's the worst first, and people living on the streets is a bigger problem than families struggling to not buy a home, but it's not by much. And so this is a strategy that we've come up with to use some of the state resources, to use the credit of the city to actually make it more affordable for families to buy. And I think this is something we've been after for a long time. It's a nice piece of innovation. And as you'll see from these gentlemen's presentation, I don't think it's coincidental that we just got Javier over from the Portland Housing Center and the banking on the board and the banking world to PDC so that we could come up with a new innovation. So thank you. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Javier Mena from the Portland Development Commission and the Housing Department. And we are here to talk to you about the establishment. There is a PowerPoint there.
Sure.
So to basically three things. What we have here is there's an additional tool, as Commissioner Stanton spoke about, to help families buy homes. We're going to talk about how the MCC works, as well as what we ask of you today. As you all are aware, there's an affordability concern in the city of Portland, and the median price in the city of Portland is $295 based on RMLS year to date. And based on conservative numbers, we estimate that a family, regardless of family size, will have to earn in a neighborhood of about $79,000 to be able to afford that home. So affordability transcends, as Commissioner Stent said, you know, income levels, race or ethnicity.
And that's probably about $20,000 more than the median income, roughly.
For a family one.
Yeah, so that's the gap.
Also, we are talking about addressing some of the city's initiatives, such as Operation Home and the Schools, Families, and Housing Initiative that we wanted to make sure that we address. Some of the tools that, as Commissioner Sten talked about, that we currently use to help families into homeownership and also families that are in homeownership are the limited tax abatement, which kind of addresses the 80 to 100% median family income. We also have the lead hazard program as well as the home repair loans to help those families in need into homeownership and also make sure they stay in their home. So those are the tools that we currently have. And then we go into the mortgage credit certificate program. And this is where I feel very excited about the opportunity of talking to you about this. It does provide another tool to really help families into that homeownership, especially in the city of Portland where, once again, the affordability is an issue, and this program allows for a family that otherwise would qualify for a certain amount, be able to qualify for a higher amount and buy that home in the city. One of the public testimonies we're going to hear from Becky Han from the Albina Community Bank that has a concrete example as to how that truly helps a client that she's working with currently. So it's a very, very important tool for citizens of the city. We kind of kept the same limits as the Oregon bond, and the reason for that is because we will be working with the lending community and wanted to make sure we keep it consistent. So that's why we kept the same targets as the Oregon State bond did. We also, obviously there's a targeted areas we included a map that shows what those targeted areas, where those targeted areas are, and you can see most of them are in the outer southeast, north, northeast Portland, which are areas that we want to work on as well, keep the stability and you know, some diversity in the area as well. This is the following slide. We'll tell you who would benefit from this mortgage certificate. It's basically for first-time home buyers. And in the targeted areas, that first-time home buyer component does not have to be there. And once again, it is to stabilize the neighborhood, and it is to diversify the neighborhood beyond just ethnicities, but also about income levels as well. The properties have to be owner-occupied in order for the homeowner to be able to benefit from this program. And they have to, if it's no longer occupied, they will no longer be able to benefit from the program. As well as there is a recapture feature that is established by the IRS that says if you sell the homeowner sells the property within the first 9 years and they have earned more than a certain level of income, there would be a tax attached to the gain on that property. And once again, because it is a tool to help families into homeownership, and at the same time, we don't want to be utilized just for opportunistic reasons, but to really help establish the city as a viable city for families. To address some of your concerns, Commissioner Leonard, that we talked about yesterday, as to why don't we just make this available to families and restricted to families, we looked somewhat into that, and it is we will run into some federal housing laws that you know we don't want to address at this. I mean, we don't want to get into at this point some legal issues that they may get into. We will be targeting, and most of that will be through targeted marketing directly to families and using the nonprofits and partner with the lenders to make sure that we target the families in the city of Portland. Nonetheless, we will, like we spoke earlier, we will look at this a year from now and see exactly where we are at and if there's a need to make changes, and at the same time look more into from that perspective as to being more exclusive to families. And then from that, it shows, the following slide shows an example, concrete example, taking a family income of 669, which is the median family income for a family of four in the city of Portland, purchase price of $300,000. What interest would be paid on that mortgage? And based on different calculations, that assumptions here, but basically saying everything remains equal, once we know how much the net income is, what the tax liability would be. And when you see that, when you bring in the 20% mortgage credit certificate, it actually lowers the tax liability for the home buyer. And so with that, you're actually putting money into the family's pocket so they can actually afford that home. So it's a true benefit, it's a dollar-for-dollar credit as opposed to a deduction. With that, I will turn it over to Eric, and he can talk more about the specifics of the request.
Thanks, Javier. Eric Johansson, debt manager in the Office of Management and Finance. The Mortgage Credit Certificate Program was established by the federal government in the early 80s. One of the requirements of the program is that the entity that is seeking the credits must have mortgage revenue bond issuance authority. So one of the actions that we're asking you to take today on the ordinance is to grant $20 million in mortgage revenue bond authority under the state's Uniform Revenue Bond Act. But I want to make clear, this is the first time I've ever come to council and say we're asking you to authorize bonds, but we're not going to be issuing bonds. We have to have the bond issuance authority to make an exchange for mortgage credit certificates at a 4-to-1 rate. So if you authorize a $20 million in mortgage revenue bonds, we go through the private activity bond allocation process, and based on the 4-to-1 exchange rate, we get $5 million of mortgage credit certificates. So I want to make it clear that even though we're asking you for a revenue bond issuance authority, we won't be issuing bonds. We're simply getting the authority that's required by the federal government in order to offer the program to homeowners. After we, assuming we get approval of the ordinance, we will be making an application to the State Private Activity Bond Committee for the volume cap allocation. It's a competitive process, but based upon the dollars that are available so far this year, it looks like there's a lot of capacity available. So we're pretty confident that we will be able to get it. I think the intent is to go to the committee in January, so we'll know at that point in time whether or not we have the private activity bond allocation available for the program. So we need both of those things in order to make the program available, bond authorization and private activity cap allocation. So the ordinance that you've got this morning really does four things. It authorizes the mortgage revenue bonds under the Uniform Revenue Bond Act. It authorizes an intergovernmental agreement between the city and PDC relating to the program. It authorizes the submission of the volume cap application to the state. And finally, it authorizes the creation and operation of the MCC program. It is a non-emergency ordinance, and we'd be requesting approval of that.
Any questions? You don't have to pass a test on the financing mechanism if you authorize it.
So this is the first reading. We'll vote on it next week.
Yeah.
So I can just further explain the issue that I was discussing with Javier yesterday and the PDC folks. An individual at this income level, I am less inclined to want to subsidize to get into housing than I am a single parent with children or a couple with children. We have witnessed over a 20% drop in enrollment in Portland Public Schools, and that's due to the cost of housing. And families finding it necessary to be able to find housing they can afford, then move out to places like David Douglas, Centennial, Reynolds, Park Rose, where it shouldn't surprise anybody, their population in the schools is exploding. So I understand the answer that there might be some challenges in terms of law, but I'd really like the focus and the outreach to be targeted to single parents with kids, mom and dads with kids, whoever has a family with kids to benefit from this program, because it complements greatly the work Commissioner Sten is doing around schools and housing and affordability, and obviously has an exponentially greater economic impact. We have more kids going to schools. Portland Public Schools gets more ADM, which allows them to hire more teachers and so on and so forth. So I just want to make sure that concern is within that frame of reference, in my view, that this program could be outstanding if we get the right people that we want, and that is people with children that will go to Portland Public Schools into this housing. So I look forward to a year from now or whenever seeing what the benchmarks are, who it is that we're getting into this housing, how successful we've been.
We will do that.
Other questions? Thank you, folks. Was there anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
We have two people signed up. Becky Hahn and Peg Malloy.
Please come forward, folks. Thanks for being here. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Becky Hahn with Albina Community Bank. I'm the residential manager and direct endorsement underwriter. My example that I have brought has to do with a single mother with one child. She makes just barely for two people family $43,450, which is what the 80% of for two people in a family. She qualifies, but what exactly this will do as an underwriter, if I were to look at this, I would say, because of how the MCC works, that I could give her an additional income of, if it was for a $225,000 home, I could give her an additional amount of $222.48 towards income to make her qualify for a higher mortgage than what she is, you know, right now, and make it more comfortable for her. If I went and I did the loan for the sales price $250,000, then I could, after taking what the annual interest is and taking the 20% that MCC certificate, I can use an income of $247.20. This goes with the income that she already makes at her own job. So this enables her to be able to qualify for a higher amount in a house and possibly maybe in a better area. Like you said, to put her so that her children will stay in school, and she's trying to provide them with something better than what she had. And I believe that with this program, we really can. And Albina Bank very strongly endorses this, the MCC program, because we are there. We are a community bank, and we are there to help the minorities and underprivileged people. And this would work very well in our bank to help give a little bit more diversity on what type of financing we could do for these people.
Hi, I'm Peg Malloy, Portland Housing Center. I'm really pleased to be here to support the mortgage credit certificate. One thing about being around for a long time is you can see things roll back around. There used to be a mortgage credit certificate, and it was a fabulous program. It works well with people that are self-employed, and we can talk about the creative class here. And it does work well with families as well. The odd thing about families is that they tend to buy a home before having a family. Commissioner Sten could be an example of that. So sometimes it's hard to grab onto the family when they have the children. It's easier to grab them when they're still planning. One of the things that I like about this program is it's another tool. It's not the panacea in your map that's behind you. What we're seeing when we map home buyers as they're moving to the right of the map and to the bottom of the map and moving out of the city. So while we have other initiatives in the city in terms of schools, in terms of minority home ownership, because of the affordability problem that we have in Portland, this is another way, because of the example given, and if you give somebody $200 more, that means they can buy in the city of Portland, not in Clackamas and not in outer Multnomah County. So it's an important program in that regard. You know, I'm amused that the Eagles can move to Ross Island, but more of us are moving to the fringes in the city. And I have so much love for this city, and I want to see more people be able to afford it. And that's one thing that this 100, 125 families can do, and I hope you'll vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all signed up.
Okay. It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. What time next week will it be heard?
Yes, we have no council next week. That'll move to the November 14th agenda, the 9:30 session.
November 14th at 9:30. Please read items 13, 14, and 15 together.
Mm-hmm. 13, 14, authorize a major encroachment to B Side 6 LLC to install, use, and maintain building improvements in the airspace over a portion of the East Burnside Street right-of-way at the southwest corner of Southeast 6th Avenue and East Burnside Street. 1315, authorized lease agreement with B-Side 6 LLC in the amount of $1 per year to construct, use, and maintain building improvements in the airspace over a portion of the East Burnside Street right-of-way.
Commissioner Adams has requested these items be pulled back. Do you have any objection?
No. I might just say, Mayor, I've worked a little bit with Commissioner Adams. This is very exciting project, just because you haven't seen this. It's a new building that's going to come right behind the old Plaid Pantry in that vacant lot on East Burnside. Okay. And what this is about is we've been working on the concept of allowing the developers to build, which only makes sense in these historic places, but over the sidewalk like the old Burnside buildings do. I think it's called an arcade building. Mm-hmm. And so you actually get more space, makes a tough site a little more economic. But it also, in the case of Burnside, that's what the old buildings did. So it fits it. So I think it's going to be a really nice addition and probably a spot that not that long ago nobody would have imagined a really nice new building.
Nice.
Okay. Please read item 1316.
Grant a revocable permit to Peace Memorial Park Foundation to landscape, maintain, and maintain a portion of the public right-of-way located at Northeast Oregon Street and Lloyd Boulevard to establish a peace memorial.
It's a second reading. Please call the vote.
Leonard?
It's really my pleasure to be able to support this. Thank you guys for all your work. Aye.
Sten?
Great job. Aye.
Potter?
Peace. Aye. Please read item 1318.
1318, authorized grants to the Housing Authority of Portland for youth outreach and work skill development services.
This was, I think, submitted by Commissioner Saltzman. Is there anybody here who wishes to testify to this matter? Any questions, commissioners? Okay, it's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. We are in recess until 2 p.m. Thursday afternoon.
Take my rock and go.